is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Ant Games, Printed Towel, Prince Masters, Sand Castle Bahamas, and Tropical Jarrows.
Locked and loaded to the Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads, the voice of the late, great Coco T bringing us in today. Yep, sad news this morning, learned of the passing of Coco T. If you're a fan of reggae music, of culture music, of conscious lyrics, you know, we lost a great freedom fighter, man. Appreciate all of Coco T's endeavors and, you know, for the times that I met him, for being so real and for being so candid. Very sad to hear of his passing, so I just thought it'd be appropriate that, you know, we bus off to Coco T today in tribute, all right, to the late, great Coco T. Hope you're having a good Tuesday afternoon. And like I said, we got lots to talk about, as you know, each and every Tuesday. Great supplement in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. We'll be checking in with Sarah Kirkby and having a conversation with her on the flip side of the break. John Cooper should be chiming in. I know he was traveling. I know he's just gotten back into the Bahamas. So hopefully he will be able to chime in. And I've spoken to him earlier, so, you know, I know his interest and in want to be on today, if possible. So we'll make that happen if it is possible, if his schedule allows. But like I said, we'll have a candid conversation with Grand Bahama as we do each and every Tuesday. And I can also remind you, the lines are open, so if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Like I said, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about from Grand Bahama. So we will be chiming in on the flip side of the break with Sarah Kirkby, like I said. But before we get to that, got to check out the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. PM, F&M is unchanged. Economic hardship preceded Dorian COVID-19, Davis says. Story by Rachel Scott. Wrapping up debate on the mid-year budget yesterday, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis sought to make a case for why his party should be reelected, claiming the FNM, the Free National Movement, led the Bahamas down a path under the Menace administration, a bad path under the Menace administration. Madam Speaker, let us remind the leader of the opposition, when he was on the other side of this chamber, sitting in government defending the very politics that strangled opportunity, that pushed Bahamians into hardship, that failed to deliver on every promise they made, Davis said. Because, Madam Speaker, what we see today is a government that inherited an economy in crisis and turned it around. Mr. Speaker, me and you living in the same Bahamas as the PM. Because, I mean, Mr. PM, Brave, you are right with me. You's my baseball buddy. Season soon start. You know, we got to talk baseball. But, Mr. PM, it was admittedly bad under the Menace administration. But in case nobody in your camp has told you, it's gotten worse. Or like the old people say, wassa, under your administration. Now, I'm saying it's you. It might be your peeps who you got lined up and who you pick, but I'm just saying. It really got no better. I mean, you could ask Abaco, you could ask Grand Bahama, you could ask Eleuthera. Yeah, I mean, you could ask Gerard. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. But with all due respect, economic hardship preceded Dorian. COVID-19, Davis said. So if it preceded that and then it had them two on top of it that unbased it, you expect negative results. Expect the worst, hope for the best, but in your situation, you had a level playing field. All you had to do is pick up the ball and run to the goal line and score. You know how many times y'all done fumbled and recovered the fumble and, man, get caught the illegal motion? A delay of game? Illegal procedure? I mean, come on. I'm just saying, Mr. PM, Peter is no better than Paul in this situation. Go ask the street. They talking it. They'll give you the real. High-level meeting in the Bahamas on Haiti mission. More transparency needed over SpaceX deal, Kerry says, story by Tanika Thompson. And Minnis raises questions over Bahamas moorings deal, story by LaTanya Roberts. So that and more to read about, and that's the headlines for today. There's way more on the inside as well. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. We're going to start off the conversation on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. We'll go to Grand Bahama. We'll be talking with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. Darren Cooper may be chiming in. We'll talk all things Freeport and Grand Bahama. And then toward the end of the show, whatever time I've left, we'll open up the lines. And whatever you want to get off your chest, whatever's got your goat, whatever's in your craw, we'll talk about it. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We've come to one conclusion. No more of the Babylon Foundation. I and I have made our resolution. It will be the Rastaman redemption. Now I know, I and I know, that this melody is this melody's standard. And what they don't say, I must in my devil mind. This melody is this melody's standard. And what they don't say, I must in my
crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuit, and add your favorite large side for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors. Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Green, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new barbecue bacon ranch sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce. All placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC barbecue bacon ranch sandwich is here and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio.
96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Love me, love me. For all the tribe of Israel. Oh, we just let them know that Israel King.
On the Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Grand Bahama, into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget, fellas, they now have Nautica and New Balance fully in stock for you. New arrivals with both those great lines, especially the New Balance. You better go check them quick, because if I get the John's before you are, you could get wiped out. I am a New Balance junkie. Anyway, Sarah Kirkby, what's good?
I'm with you. I like New Balance.
What's happening, man? What's going on, and what's good in Grand Bahama?
You're buying all my shoes. I like New Balance.
But I get the guys' style, so you better go grab the girls' style. Quick, fast, and hard.
I will. I'll come and check them out next time I'm in town. I'm doing good. Had a great weekend, so survived. And we have a lot of news. It's one of our biggest issues this week. So
I see. It's fully loaded.
Yeah, lots of stories. And thank you again to all our supportive advertisers. We really appreciate it. So we've got the MSC. Acquiring the port holdings. So
BlackRock and MSC acquire Hutchinson Port Holdings, and what it means for Grand Bahama. Well, let us know what it means for Grand Bahama.
Well, that's the thing. We're not quite too sure. Obviously, MSC uses the container port as one of the largest ports it comes into, and you also have MSC now in Nassau. So it is a huge container shipping company. It's one of the largest. I think it's the third largest in the world. They've been here for years. They were part of the to set up the container port. But now with their acquisitions, which are quite huge, I think it was like 23 ports they bought in total. Grand Bahama is one of them. We understand it is very good news for us from sources we can't divulge today. But we hear it's good news. It's good things for us with everything coming on stream with the shipyard and down in that area. It should be great. Everyone's wondering what it means also for the DevCo side. And for those who don't quite understand, Hutchison Whampoa is the company that currently owns the container port, but they also own half of DevCo, which is the development side of Grand Bahama Port Authority. So that's what we're all waiting to see, where that is and how that will work out. So it's an update here from the Port Authority side on what they know and how things will go for Grand Bahama. But we're hearing it's good news.
But then we know it's good news.
I guess hopefully as soon as possible. I mean, MSC is not notoriously known for giving out a lot of information, but I'm hoping they'll tell us a lot more when it comes to this. So as soon as we know, we'll let you know. We've got, you know, we're asking for an update from them, as are most of the major newspapers on the island, as are probably most of the newspapers around the globe, because this will affect everybody. It's a huge deal that's been working on for 2 years. So that's, you know, big news for us and hopefully positive. We're going to think it's positive. When my friend C. Allen calls in, he knows I like to be positive.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, it's on the front cover and then it's also on the back. But the coolest pictures, and if you go on TikTok, it's even cooler to see the Red Bull training camp was down in West End. And, the pictures and what these guys do are phenomenal. We didn't think we were going to be able to get anything. Luckily, thanks to Keith, who runs the stingrays down there, where they were jumping over his island as well, where he does the stingray feeding, he got us in touch with the PR person for Red Bull, who was on island. They were there for almost 2 weeks, and it's a camp where all the Red Bull skydivers, jumpers, pilots get together and practice these phenomenal, crazy dives we do. I sent you guys in the chat a video from TikTok. I don't know if you saw it, but what's even more beautiful is the views that you get of the island and the colors of the water. And the so these guys are, you know, jumping out of planes. They're then diving with the planes. It's just crazy. So, I mean, would you do that, Dottie?
No, never. Zilch, zero. No chance. If God wanted me to do that, then I would be, you know, have the two wings and fly and poop from above. That's what I would do.
Yeah, you don't believe in that. You believe in that theory. Don't jump out of a working plane.
I mean, heights don't go two steps. I mean, certain times I like to be high. Don't get me wrong. But other times, you know, heights in general, you know, you know.
Exactly. Anyway, it was supposed to be absolutely phenomenal. Even if you're on the ground and some of the aerial things that the planes were doing, going into free fall and things like that. But if you are a TikTok person and you look up Red Bull Bahamas, you'll also see some of the most amazing videos that these guys have put out as well. I cannot believe how close they fly to these planes. And you just think about it, if they tip them a little bit, what's going to happen? Because, you know, you can see they've got those suits on in the pictures, you know, the ones that they've done in movies where they jump off buildings and they fly down. Like, yeah, so they've got those aerial suits. It's phenomenal. It's crazy. And they're literally right next to the plane. I mean, one of the pictures, is it the one on the front cover? The front cover, that's somebody taking that picture from the wing of the plane. So it's pretty nuts. Amazing. So.
Yeah, I personally, you know, respect them crazily for doing that and taking the picture and whatnot. But, yeah, I would never do it. That's something, whoever does that got me beat in that category. They probably couldn't go tell jokes on stage like I do. I can't jump out of planes and take pictures like you do. Hell no.
Yeah, no. It's fantastic. I mean, and we obviously have a, you know, because of our skies, with the clear ocean.
I mean, I get it. The pictures are panoramic. They're beautiful. You know, it's great advertising for Red Bull, especially the one, you know, with the plane doing the nosedive with the full Red Bull logo right there. You know what I mean? So therefore, I get all of that. Me personally, I just don't do the heights thing like that. Mm-mm.
So we won't get you bungee jumping then off anything.
Hell no. But you'll catch me watching.
All right, let me
tell you what else happened. Waiting to say, see, that's why I don't do that ish right there. You see what just happened? That's why I don't do that ish no more. I never did. I don't do it.
I love it. I think I might do it. My daughter's done the tandem, and my ex-husband did the tandem parachute jump, and that was crazy. He just said it was phenomenal. So,
well,
I don't know. It's crazy.
Go and tell me how it is. I'll take your word for
exactly.
it.
Obviously, we have some real nutters here, but supposedly, because West End is really perfect for doing all of this, because obviously the view is absolutely phenomenal as you jump out, but also there's no traffic down there in West End, and they've got the full airport, so they can just go up continuously, drop pick people up, and then jump again, and then go back down. That's really cool. I thought it was amazing.
And like I say, to people who like it and enjoy it, props to you. Just tell me how it is.
And it's good advertising for GB, so I'm really happy for us. So our police commissioner, we have a new police commissioner because you now have our police commissioner. She's now in charge over there in Nassau. So Mr. Dames went around and he did local visits in some different areas of town along with, the pastor, the president of the chamber of the Christian Council, as well as residents who also have, crime watch programs and stuff like that. So that was really good. You can read all about that and his goals for his time as our new GB police commander. Unfortunately, I have to report that we've had more fires again, even since the story last week. We've had, I don't know about you, but we've had these intense winds here for the last 2 days. And so that's causing a lot of these fires to spark because we've also got the heat as well. And unfortunately, we had to talk about that horrible subject again, but there's so many ridiculous amount of bottles in the bushes that these fires are catching. And as you know, we only have one working fire truck full time, and then we have the one at the airport. So they've both been on call all week, putting fires out in various parts of the island.
All right, let's get to this phone call real quick. Talking Heads.
Okay.
Talking Heads.
Nadia.
Yeah, what's happening?
How you doing? You all ready?
Yeah, man. How are you? What's going on?
This is my driver here.
Hey, what's going on, man? Where you safe is from, man?
I didn't know you had your own talk show.
Man, little while now. 3 years. Where you been? But anyway, what's going on with you? So what you got for me, man?
I got something. No, I want to deal with some matters. Nothing has to do with the bombs. I want to deal with this Donald Trump situation, man. I'm thinking this is going to get bad for this world. You see me? Donald Trump said that he's going to put tariff on all countries in the world.
Yeah, but you see what he's done with Mexico. You see what he's done with Canada. I mean, I don't want to go too off course because, we're talking Grand Bahama today. But it is good to hear from you. But, yeah, you're going to expect some fallout from that, man.
Yeah, because, the Bahamas can't think. But when you look at it, tariff don't benefit the government, It put a burden on the poor people.
Well, it looks like that's what they're applying the pressure to, their allies. Mexico to their southern border, Canada to their northern border. We in the region, you never know. They might try to apply pressure to us. I hope to God they don't.
But look, I read it, but now I get something else to say about Donald Trump. Donald Trump fired over 20,000-30,000 people. They're the same people who vote for him. Half of these people vote for him, and he fired them for no reason. Now guess what he's trying to do? He's trying to turn the United States into a communist country. He's headed on that road. He said,
boy, listen, I wish y'all would study our politics the way you ought to study Trump.
No, he said it. He said it in the United States in the communist country. That's what he said. Him and his best friend.
All right, yeah, I know how you feel, caller. And like I say, we got to get back to talking Grand Bahama, but I think I can open up the lines when they let y'all really express how y'all feel about that situation. The Trump administration.
You don't want to hear me go on Trump. I already got in trouble for that one.
Hey, listen,
I'm with your caller. If these people were stupid enough to vote for him, they deserve to get fired. But that's my personal opinion.
With my comedian hat firmly on, I have no problem with the Trump administration. Comedy Manor from Comedy Heaven, including Elon Musk and his exorcist little demon seed who goes in the White House and freaks out. Oh, yeah, man, that's just all material.
It is. It's so much. It's amazing how much you're getting. Anyway, but, I'll run through Grand Bahama real quick, so I know you apologize.
You know,
go
get back into Grand Bahama. I see you have more fires across Freeport.
Right. So we talked about the fires, and unfortunately, they're dealing with it. But again, residents are calling for the rest of these trucks to be fixed. I really think they're going to have to get us a new truck. I don't think we could be able to fix it.
I thought y'all got a truck, man, and a lawnmower.
We got one, but we still have four, and we have, you know, we're pretty long in Grand Bahama. And then the airport one, you can't cheat because when a plane comes in, it has to be there. So we are in need of these to be repaired. So I really do hope that we can get this in the budget at some point to help us out. We got some good news. Our traffic lights have been repaired.
We
did a story that they were soon happening, but it has happened. But it was everyone's really paying attention to is the fact that they are looking for someone at the Port Authority or someone who's an entrepreneur who wants to be in this business because we're having to bring people over from Nassau to fix this or from international to come and comes to check it. So Trevor, who works at the Port Authority, Troy McIntosh, he has been lamenting how they need to have, we want more Bahamians. So they're looking for people who want to go into this business. So if there's young men or women out there who are looking to start a business, this is something. And I know this is also a factor for elevators here. They're always having to bring people in. So just throwing that out there to the world.
Well, that's two opportunities. I mean, if we got entrepreneurs who are ready to go and get something lucrative, that is a good opportunity.
Very good, very good. And then they had a renaming. They were supposed to do this earlier, I think last year, and it got postponed. So this is named after Anita Dougherty, one of the amazing ladies and athlete and teacher. Moon McPhee, who everybody knows, who is a phenomenal
coach,
hero to many.
Go ahead.
And then Cecil Thompson. So they were all honored with their own streets in the city of Freeport.
And I'm glad, you know, all the names were spelled correctly on the street signs.
I would hope so. That'd be really bad. But it was very nice, especially for Mrs. Dougherty, who passed away last year, and she's well beloved in this community. So it was a very big honor. So I was really pleased about that. We threw in a story about Berkshire Farms. We've been meaning to it for a long time. So this is a young Grand Bahamian who's come home and started a farming business. Originally, he was just going to do regular farming with pigs, but they ended up getting some chickens. And now they're like the egg people that everybody go to. So I'm probably going to ruin my hookup here. But they are less expensive than local supermarkets, and it's also a beautiful farm experience as well. They do have pigs and goats. They're farming, obviously fresh vegetables as well, and they host a farmer's market. One of the, it rotates here, like I think it does in Nassau, all over different locations. So Berkshire Farms is one of the ones. So it's a really nice story about their business and how they've also ended up turning their farm and also to a bit of a tourist attraction and also for local school kids to come and visit. So that's a really good, cute story this week, too.
All right, I got one off the tax lines for you, Sarah.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Naughty and Sarah. Let me open it up and there you go. Good afternoon, Naughty and Sarah. This ride, the wave to fail administration, could have invested $180 million in Grand Bahama. So it could have jump-started the economy. Here are six things they could have done. One, build five micro-hospitals. Two, five community centers. Three, several community farmers markets and a fish and flea market. Mm. And when they say flea market, that's shopping, not fleas, as in dog fleas. And some of you all get fish and flea. Four, make grants available for 2,000 small and medium businesses. Five, construct 8 through 12 community farms, jumpstart and keep Grand Bahama Clean Initiative, and 6, then the second year invest $80 million every year for management and maintenance. Think any of them could have worked in Grand Bahama, or is Grand Bahama lacking in those areas?
No, I think there's some really good points there. I think the farming has been tried but not pushed enough, and I think the local farmers who are really trying to push that initiative. It's growing, especially after, you know, COVID. People have done a lot of the backyard farming, but now I find that they're also turning them into full businesses. Berkshire is one of many farms that has started out of that. So I think that's a very good call. Medically, absolutely, we are having some major issues with Arand, and there was supposed to be alternative choices for us. We really do need more medical that's available for our local people. Private, we're doing well, and obviously we have a huge investment coming with Doctors Hospital, but again, that's private for people to pay for, so we need more free medical service, especially, I think, for our older residents as well. And I know they're supposedly working on it with Dr. Darville has a it's not a school, and I hope someone calls in and corrects me. It's not an actual hospital facility. I think Darren had talked about it. I think they said it was going to, he says it's going to be a clinic, but I don't know if it's going to be a hospital. He can probably call in. We really do need that. The Rand was absolutely devastated after the hurricanes, and it was not, it's not enough for our island. It's, oh, you know, we're well past needing more. And so that, I think the community hospital ideas that, that emailer sent are perfect. And definitely needed. I was hoping that they would utilize Walsham School a little bit more. You know, these medical students also have to have some training, and they do stuff where people come in and they have examples and they have to train with them. But I believe these doctors also want to help our local people as well and have free clinics. And it's something I know they're trying to work on, and I hope that would happen, because it would be great for older citizens here who really need that help and cannot afford private medical, especially not once they're retired and the costs have changed so much now as living, you know, increases, living cost increases. So I think that's a huge one as well. The entrepreneurs is spot on, 100% with the entrepreneurs. I don't like how, I'll be honest, how the grants have been given out for the IDB along with the University of the Bahamas. We have written about it before. I think they make them work too hard to earn too little money. Now, this is my personal opinion. It's not the opinion of the paper or anyone else's. Like, you know, it's my personal opinion. I think those grants could have done to have been given to a lot larger sum. Starting a business today, you cannot do it. There's no way you could do it with $5,000. You know, you're not even going to cover any of your down payments that you have to make, because here in Freeport, you have to have an office. And so I think that larger sums need to be done, and I think the way they give it out needs to be improved greatly. So, yeah, those are some fantastic ideas.
All right, well, we got to get to the break, Sarah. Appreciate you chiming in. I know Darren was traveling today, and he said, yeah, you know, if he was back, and I know how it is getting in. Sometimes you're in, think you can make it, and you're stuck on a plane, or you're stuck getting your bags, or you're stuck getting to the port. So I'm sure we'll hear from him as soon as he's available. I know he's been very busy lately, but, you know, it's all good. We'll look forward to hearing from you guys again next Tuesday. Have a great rest of the week in Grand Bahama. And, you know, we'll do it again next week.
Thank you, and I'll call you when Red Bull comes back, and we'll see if we get you up there.
No, but you can send me a case, and we'll sip it. And
we'll work
on that. Whatever things Red Bull give me, I'll fly right around the room.
All right, Naughty. As always, thank you. And Grand Bahama really does appreciate all the attention you give us. I hear about it every time. And they are
you
so
know,
grateful.
Grand Bahama is very near and dear to me, and you know why. I got my in-laws over there, especially my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and all their family. So, you know, much love to Freeport. It's all good.
All right. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you all next week. Let's get to the break. Mr. Producer, flip side of the break. We'll open up the lines right until we get up into the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The March 11th, Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new barbecue bacon ranch sandwich.
bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Shawn's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. Shawn's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. Shawn's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into Shawn's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. Shawn's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you ready to indulge in the islands off the Bahamas? Take off to TCI, hop over to Havana, or fly to Florida? No matter the destination, jumpstart your journey with Bahamas Air, the national flight carrier of the Bahamas. Take advantage of our frequent flyer program and exclusive hotel and car deals. Book your flight now at BahamasAir.com or visit your local ticket sales office in Nassau or Grand Bahama. Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuit, and add your favorite large size for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lonnie, Lonnie. For all the tribe of Israel. Oh, we just let them know that Israel's king is Israel's God. And what next I say is a mountain.
I got you on the Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. Lines are open. Whatever you want to chime in about, feel free. Got a text here. Great show as usual, Naughty. The king is naked. In reference to, I guess, the headline earlier about, the sentiments of the p.m. This is a lot of irony, you know me. And when I see irony, I take it in. I have to laugh. I make a living off irony. It's part of the makeup of being a good comedian, you know? Identifying the different styles and brands of humor and levels of humor. Yeah. But boy, we a couple of things got my goat. Look at the seawall at Goslow Bend, still under construction, 4 months in. What's going on with that? Can somebody give us an update? Somebody let us know who got the contract for that, how much are we really spending? When is the wall going to be repaired? For safety purposes, first and foremost. And then another thing inquiring minds want to know. Who got the contract for landscaping on Bahama Boulevard? Because I just want to know how they got in their contract, or how they got, you know, the right to close a whole lane under the guys that are doing landscaping work, but then it just blocks up traffic, and then you see the lane blocked, but nobody doing no kind of work. Why would you block up a lane unnecessarily if you're not getting to that portion of that boulevard to do the work on it until later? I get it. You got a right to make a living. I get it. You got a contract. I get all that. I'm happy for you. But at the same time, Joe Public would like ease the access to those roads as well, too. And to see a whole side blocked up for the whole day and nobody doing work, and then when you get further up, you see them doing work with more lanes blocked. Why would you have that lane blocked unnecessarily? Somebody break it down to me. Somebody let me know what's going on. Naughty, big respect for sure, and respect to Coco T and the music you play on your show, man. Everything cool, man. I appreciate that, you know. But I've always said, you know, in certain elements, in certain times, you got to play music that fits. And right now, this show is based on what's going on here in the 242, especially, you know, 1 hour heavy, you know, politically and socially. So those tunes fit. And plus, you know, I like to be a little different. You know? But yeah, Coco T was, you know, a big time artist in my book, one of my favorites. I had the pleasure of meeting him at Best of the Best on several occasions in Florida, and obviously here performing. So yeah, it was definitely sad to see of his passing. You know, that kinda came as a shock. You know, but Calvin George Scott, better known as Coco T, dead at 65. And all kind of tributes have flooded, you know, the social media. But here from the Daily Mail, reggae icon Coco T dead at 65 following cardiac arrest amid health battle. Reggae icon Coco T has passed away at the age of 65 after suffering a cardiac arrest. T's death was confirmed by his wife, Malvia Scott, who shared with the Gleaner that her husband died on Tuesday, March 11th at 4:46 a.m. But like I say, one of my favorites of all time, man, for sure, for sure. Naughty, seriously, how long does it take for a chicken to start laying eggs? So if we already spent $15 million and no eggs, how much will this golden yolk cost us? Listen, I'm going to get Gerard Darvill back on here, and we'll finish the conversation with him. Because if there's one person that's had his pulse on that from the break, it's Gerard. And it's very interesting to know some of the red tape and the holdups and the so on and so forth. But it's become a golden joke, not the golden yolk. I mean, I don't know. It's costing us a lot already. And I hate to know that money that, you know, allegedly was allocated for a certain program has been moved allegedly for other things. You can't get this done right, but you can increase the travel budget. Make it make sense. The math ain't mathing. It really isn't. But like I said, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. The game, you know, the friends you trust. And, you know, he'll hook you up with your lucky, what, today's Tuesday, right? Lucky four ball for today. Then we get into the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And in the 5 o'clock hour, post the news. Pearlie and I'll jump on in and do our thing sports-wise. That's all coming up. Let me get this last text in. Naughty, they gave the prison 5,000 hands. Come like they're improving the prison for privatization. How many you could get some hands? You know, I got to get Darvill on here. Me and Gerard got to talk. You can actually go into the farm and, you know, the egg industry yourself, you know. Don't cost you too much to get a couple of thousand birds. They'll give you a couple of well thousand dozen eggs. If not, why not? Think about it. Self-sustenance. Not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. Especially if it comes from the community and we can get it at a decent price. My God. We'll talk about that more on another edition of Talking Heads. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Village Numerology Report. We'll get into the news. And at 5 o'clock, we'll be talking sports. Don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it.
Lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias. It's Tuesday, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And you know, it's me, Cuban Willie. The lucky forward for today, cuatro pelotas. 8-3-3-8-83-38. That's your forward for today. Play it and win with the Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's here, my Solomon Smart Rewards. The ultimate loyalty rewards program. At Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets, start earning smart rewards every time you shop on every item you purchase. Every dollar you spend will earn you one smart rewards point, and points are redeemable in all participating locations. Getting started is quick and easy. Earn smart rewards every time you shop at Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lonnie, Lonnie, for all the tribe of kings
we're in. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Ass Games, Pintatal, Prince Masters, Sands Castle Bahamas, and Tropical Jarrows.
We're back got you on the Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:06 p.m. is the time. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6. Pearly is in the building. Earl the Pearl has checked in. What's going on, Pearlissimo?
All right, you, my brother. All right, you're trying to stay out of trouble.
I would ask, before we get the show started today, Earl, that I humbly ask that you respect my privacy at this most difficult time for me as a Yankee fan. Okay?
Naughty. Okay.
I just, we'll talk about it at who's in and who's out, brought you by compliment jars and short order. Right. But at this stage of the game, this stage of the career, that kind of surgery, I'm thinking, that's it.
No, Tommy John had it when he's that age.
I'm just hoping he could get back, man. That was a big blow right there. That was a big, big blow.
That's a big shot. I felt for you guys. I felt that.
That's
I know what it's like, you know.
That's like the equivalent of losing Kershaw and boom.
Yeah.
But unlike, the big difference is you all have stayed true to your farm system and you got a lot of arms. We don't.
Yeah.
We got a lot of bats. We got a lot of speed. Yeah. We got a lot of big arms from the outfield, but we ain't got no pitching.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. We'll talk about that in short order. Let's get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, March 11th, 1882, the Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association was formed in Princeton, New Jersey. 1892, the first organized women's basketball game was played. The game was at Smith College between students and faculty members. 1909, the first gold medal to a perfect score bowler was awarded to A.C. Jellison by the American Bowling Congress. 1930, Babe Ruth signed a two-year contract with the New York Yankees for the sum of $80,000. But you got to think, in 1930, $80,000 was a lot of money.
Well, they're making that a game now.
Yeah, but back then?
Yeah, that was a lot. That was considered a lot of money. You're right.
1948, Reginald Weir became the first black tennis player to participate in a U.S. Indoor Lawn Tennis Association tournament. 1978, Bobby Hull of the Winnipeg Jets joined Gordie Howe by getting his 1,000th career goal. 1979, Randy Holt of the Los Angeles Kings was penalized 9 times for 67 minutes in the first period of a game against the Philadelphia Flyers. How you can get 9 penalties in the first quarter, babe?
That's one of them. That's one of them old school hockey players.
He was fighting everybody.
Everybody. Probably fight the referee, you know what?
And he got 67 minutes in penalties, so he just had to sit there in the box the rest of the game. Pretty much that's it. If you got 67 minutes worth of penalties.
The game is 3 20-minute periods?
Yeah. So you were, in effect, in that box the rest of the game. Your team playing shorthanded.
Plus 7 minutes or so from the next game.
Incredible.
That means the team had to play down a man for the whole game.
Correct. Short-handed. 1990, Jennifer Capriati, 13 years old, played her first professional tennis match. 1990, Dennis Savard of the Chicago Blackhawks scored his 1,000th point in the NHL.
But also in school right there, he was.
2004, Major League Baseball banned THG. The Health Policy Advisory Committee of Management and the Players Association unanimously determined that THG builds muscle mass. Sports quote of the day, pain is just weakness leaving the body. Ricky Hill, Fayetteville, North Carolina Methodist College cheerleading dance coach. That always gets you there, cheerleading and dance coach. Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get into the local sports scene, man. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And let's check out the home court. I'll tell you, man, right off the top, BJ Edgecombe looking good. Definite top 5 draft pick, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably top. Could be top 3.
I'm thinking definitely top 3, but
definitely be by before the fifth. The fifth pick, he's gone.
As I told my good friend Mark Nutt from 10 Year Seniors today when I saw him, I said, listen, definitely top 3, I agree with you, but you know there's always a surprise here or there on draft day.
Yeah, that'll
make some
French
people drop or French somebody arrive. Ah, correct. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But as you open the sports in the Guardian, Big 12 Freshman of the Year, Edgecombe secures top conference honor for freshman story by Sheldon Longley. Listen, man, he's averaged 15 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 3.3 assists a game, along with 2.1 steals per game, while shooting 43% from the field and 35% from three-point range. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Jimmy Butler. Look at the stats. A little bit of everything, Pearly. A little bit of everything.
A lot more ups and a lot more aggressiveness to the Butler.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But he got some Butler to him. He got some Jimmy Butler to him.
Yeah.
A couple other players, too. He's got long arms.
Yes, he does.
He's...
I thought you was going to call him. I thought you was going to say he reminds you of one of your dear close friends from the NBA.
Who you mean, Stacey Ogman with the long arms?
Yeah, I was just
about to say it. That was next. But offensively, I at this stage of the game, I think offensively he was a little bit better than Stacey as far as with the jump shot. Stacey wasn't a big jump shooter. Stacey was back to the bucket, you know what I mean? Post game, dunk you off to the ground. As far as the ups, the long arms, the defensive ability like Stacey, I see all of that. I see a lot of that in him.
Yeah, a lot.
Right. But as far as offensively goes, yeah, the ups, the dunking, I think Stacey probably might have had a little more ups and was a better dunker, but VJ, you know, completes the package with that jump shot.
Yeah. But
they both play defense, which is a rarity.
I don't know if Stacey is a better dunker or not. I don't know.
Yeah, boy, I listen.
Out on that one.
No, boy, I seen it, man. I seen it in college. I seen it in the NBA. I seen it up close at camps. It's ridiculous.
No, I know that, but man, VJ, boy, he got a quick first step.
Now, I think Stacey might be a little taller than VJ, so that might give VJ the advantage dunking, because, you know, VJ is, what, 6'7"?
No, I think he's shorter than that.
Stacey maybe 6'5", 6'7" range.
Yeah.
Stacey's 6'10".
Okay.
He's big dude, long arms. But they both got long arms, and in the NBA, that's going to go a long way.
Yep.
And this kid plays defense.
That rings fine.
He plays defense, and that's something that these youngsters today don't like to do.
Yeah, they want to be pretty.
Got another youngster making waves as well. We got Alex Enos signing with the Mets.
I saw that.
No, Alex from the T-ball coach pitch, 10U, 12U battles. I mean, you know, he's put in his work. And he's with a good organization with the Mets. They seem to want to have him there. So let's hope that this works out well and we have another Bahamian in the big leagues one day.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
And then we got New Providence Basketball Association. Giants dominating the New Providence Basketball Association. The AFL is still home to the NPBA. Buzz with excitement as basketball fans gather for a thrilling lineup of games organized by the NPBA. And then it showed Division One and Division Two teams, but the night's proceedings tipped off with Division One clash between the Commonwealth Bank Giants and the Triple K Stampers. From the outset, the Giants asserted their dominance, ultimately securing an emphatic 82-41 victory.
Wow, that's emphatic, though, for sure.
That's more than emphatic. That is assault and battery emphatic. That's overkill.
Like, how about they get beat? Plenty a little bit.
That's that kind of cut skin. You got it right there, Pearly. You're right on the money with that.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap right there on the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get up into the who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And what a day it's been, Pearly. A lot of people moving and shaking. And let me tell you, allow me to just say, for the first time in a long time, I cannot get mad at Jerry during free agency. He didn't wait to the bottom of the barrel. He signed some key Cowboy free agents. Osi Adigizua, our long snapper, which is a key element to any good program. We signed another special teams ace in C.J. Goodwin. We also re-signed our young safety, Marquise Bell. Got him for a good deal, 3 years, $12 million, $9 million guaranteed. You know what I mean? So the closet isn't bare at the safety position. We also re-signed a couple of other, Kevontae Turpin, the league's best punt return and kick return guy. We re-signed him. So we added key pieces that we need. And then we went out of house today. We've never been out of house in a while. We signed Javonte Williams, the running back formerly of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I saw that.
We signed Robert Jones, your offensive, your right guard, who played 1,000 snaps last year, literally. Played well for you as well, too. It was a good plug and play. So we got him to replace Zach Martin. And I'm still not ruling out that we may draft Zach Martin's replacement in the draft, but now it gives us a stopgap just in case. You know what I mean? Or we could kick him out and let him play tackle and put somebody else in the regular position. But it's a good pickup for us there. We also ended up signing a player from the Jets, a defensive tackle from the Jets. So that worked out as well for us. And the new defensive line coach and assistant defensive coordinator came over from the Jets, is very familiar with this player, so we're looking good.
All right.
So we made some moves.
I'm not happy with my Dolphins as of yet.
Well, y'all haven't done nothing.
Exactly.
So
I'm getting really pissed, you know. Other than signing Zach Wilson as the backup quarterback.
Okay, and we made another signing just now. Peyton Turner just signed with us, too. And he's a former first-round pick as well, too. So Dallas is making some moves out of the house.
I see that.
And he was with the Saints most recently. But like I said, you guys are making no moves whatsoever.
Well, we signed Zach Wilson. Yeah, yay, Zach Wilson.
Hold on, the quarterback Zach Wilson?
Yeah. As a backup, yeah.
Jesus.
I know. Tell me about it.
Okay.
All right. Then we re-signed the safety Elijah Campbell.
But you all lost Tom Holland to the New York Giants.
We were never going to try to get him back. How much the Giants gave him, did they say?
They gave him a grip. I mean, we lost Jordan Lewis to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They gave him 3 years, $30 million, 20-something guaranteed.
You know how much Holland got? Because Holland was graded out to get close to like 18 to 20 mil. And the Dolphins, first of all, can't afford that. Second of all, wasn't going to pay him that because I don't think he's worth it. He was soft this year. His game digressed from, he was a great first year and after that he went downhill. He was really soft. Missed a lot of tackles last year. It was a major complaint about him in Dolphin Nation about how he's got, he took offense to it. He was kind of pissed, right? I don't think he wanted to come back to Miami anyway.
Well, I'll tell you something else that kind of went down today. That's kind of crazy. You got a lot of quarterbacks moving around. And our final 15 today is Rich Eisen. He's going to break it down that Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers makes the most sense right now. That rumor is picking up hot and heavy.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that's going to go. But there are a lot of quarterback rumors, and then obviously the Sam Darnold signing kind of put everything out of whack.
Yeah.
Because it caused a different kind of fallout, you know? But you had some other, you know, people moving and shaking as well throughout the NFL today, too. So got to keep your eye on that. Big-time players and some small-time players, but they are on the move.
I don't know how big. I don't know this player. He played for the Detroit Lions, safety. Ifeatu Molefonu.
Yeah. Molefonu, yeah.
That's who the Dolphins signed, but he's not a starter. He's a backup. County can be a backup.
No, man, he played well for them at points now. I don't know if he's coming off injury, but he was pretty decent.
$4 million contract.
Yeah, something might be wrong there. You know what else is wrong?
He never breaked out to what they thought he would be.
Let me tell you what else is wrong with the NFL. You have certain quarterbacks that are proven they can't get a job in the NFL. But you got Daniel Jones signing with the Indianapolis Colts 1 year, $14 million to be competition to the second year guy in Indianapolis.
Wow, they're giving him $12
million? $14 million, guaranteed.
For Richardson? Richardson is injury prone, man.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Are you going to develop Richardson? Are you ready to throw him under the bus? Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones sucks, Pearly. In every way, shape, or form, Daniel Jones sucks.
I was trying to be nice.
How does he still... Okay, give you another example. Carson Wentz proved to be a bust. Okay, he's still in the league, but other quarterbacks can't stay in the league.
Whenever we start talking about quarterbacks, I get upset, you know, but Colin.
Yep. And that's what I'm alluding to, too. That's another prime example. He never got another fair shot at a chance and at a career because of politics. But you got dudes like these still in the league making millions and guaranteed, and they suck.
Yeah. Because they get that's huge, you know.
Now, the Philadelphia Eagles, let me say something. I can't stand that organization. I hate them. But I tip my hat to their GM, Howie Roseman. Something big is coming in Philadelphia. They traded Gardner Johnson today. They let some other people go. I think something big is coming in the pike in Philadelphia. I think a big trade is coming, maybe on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, there was rumor that they may pull off something for Myles Garrett. And maybe that's what Cleveland was.
They're making space, and Cleveland got the contract that's palatable to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia makes the trade.
You know, and then it could be that, because, you know, a lot of people saying Cleveland should make Myles Garrett, Borden Day, Herschel Walker, and get a bunch of picks.
They should. I mean, and if Dallas can't sign Micah, they need to do the same thing with him, too.
Well, they can sign Micah. Micah's smiling all the way to the bank right now.
I'm just saying.
Micah can be fine, yeah.
And maybe Lightning can't strike twice in the same place, so maybe the Cowboys wouldn't be eligible, but somebody else should try to do it, because it sure worked for us back in the day.
Yeah.
We got a cachet for Herschel Walker. Players and picks.
I know. I remember that trade. I was like, dang. And then Jimmy came in and took that trade and got y'all everything. And
yeah. He turned. I mean, they drafted well, too, though. Can't run from that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the article, but I saw an article that showed the players that they got. And I think it was like maybe 3 Pro Bowl players or something like that.
Yeah, they didn't get 3 Pro Bowl players. They got 3 starters. But out of the draft picks that they got Hall of Famers. I mean, they if you look at the picks that we got from the Herschel Walker trade, they turned into some really good players for us.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
How are you?
I just want to ask a quick question. Do you remember a game with Cleveland when somebody spit in the face of another player? Can you tell me who that was?
Cleveland. Are you talking football, NFL?
Football, man. NFL, man.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember Romanowski grabbed J.J. Stokes, and I think Romanowski was playing for the Broncos at the time. Romanowski was playing for the 49ers, grabbed him by the face mask, and spit in his face.
Okay, I thought it was on Cleveland. I thought it was Garrett.
But, No, you're talking Myles Garrett. That incident, I don't know if that really was. Boy, the league didn't blow it out of proportion. You know what I mean? Not like how they did with Romanowski.
Yeah.
And that's why that jumps to mind. But I mean,
okay.
At the end of the day, I mean, what happened? I mean, does that make or break Garrett in your opinion? Does that make him any less worth the money?
Absolutely.
Why so?
You're spitting in people's face?
Come on, there's a lot of dirt that goes on in football games.
Football?
Eye gouging, grabbing of the nether regions, and unseen punches.
And camera.
And those things get caught on camera, too.
Yeah, that just got caught on camera. But it was an unfortunate situation, but it wasn't blown out the way that people wanted it to be blown, so I don't know if it was that bad.
I guess so, because they're giving this guy a big old bag, you know.
They give a lot of people bags with baggage who've had some controversies off the field.
Who, like who?
Listen, you had a certain player that played.
Ben Roethlisberger for years was making millions off the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we all know the allegations that he had swirling behind him still to this day.
And you know his, and you know the hue. So
yeah.
Who else?
The kid that your Charles Haley.
What happened to Charles Haley?
Wasn't Charles Haley on drugs and came back?
Charles Haley wasn't on drugs. He was just straight crazy the whole entire time. He had mental issues.
He played for the Redskins and Commanders, Redskins, and went to.
Oh, you mean Dexter?
Another player, maybe that. Maybe you're coming up with the wrong name.
Yeah, you little off course there, Pearly.
Yeah, but you're good.
Maybe it was
hold on, I mean, but wait a minute. I mean, you've seen players.
Nick was messing with dogs, and
Okay, Michael Vick was messed with dogs, but you know why that happened? Because Michael Vick walked off the field in Atlanta and gave the bird to the fans and gave the bird to the police as they was escorting him off the field, and that turned Atlanta, like you say, people of a certain color hue, lighter hue, against Michael Vick, and then he became the bad guy. And yes, was it wrong what he did as far as fighting the dogs? Yes. Did he get over-excessively punished? Yes. You know why? Because the people with a lot of red on their neck been fighting dogs the same way for years and didn't take the punishment that he did.
Yeah, but them other people consider dogs better than us. Amen?
Well, I mean, some people like their dogs, man. I can't take it where to lie. I like some of my dogs over some humans, too. I can't tell you where to lie, Carla. Can't tell you where to lie. But anyway, but like I said, Pearlie, I mean, I don't think that incident was really blown out of proportion. And see, nobody talks about the precursor to that alleged incident. Remember now, Garrett maintains that the alleged Pittsburgh spitting incident with quarterback Mason Rudolph, that Rudolph used a racial slur toward him just prior to the brawl at the end of that November game. He called me the N-word. Garrett told Outside the Lines' Mina Kimes during an interview that debuted on SportsCenter. He called me a stupid N-word. The NFL suspended Garrett indefinitely for ripping Rudolph's helmet off and hitting him in the head with it during the Browns' 21-7 win on November 14th. The incident ended up costing Garrett the final six games of the regular season and roughly $1.2 million in pay, plus a fine of $45,000. Garrett was reinstated by the league later on. So, yeah, it wasn't really for a spitting incident, previous caller. It was for taking the helmet off and beating Rudolph in his head with his own helmet after he called an African-American the N-word. So you see how combustible it could have been? Should have been avoided, but hey, if you go there, then there will be fallout. There will be repercussions, and that's what happened.
And the NFL probably lifted the suspension after finding out what really happened, and that's important to tell the public.
Correct. Let's get this call in real quick, Mr. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation. All right, we'll continue this, and we'll talk a little more. We'll get ready for the picks. And don't forget, we got a solid Final 15 taking you home today. Rich Eisen breaking down the strong, real possibility and giving the reasons why Aaron Rodgers should be the next quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steeler Nation. Y'all call me and tell me how you feel about that. Leo B, let me know how you feel about that.
That's something else.
Cow turd eating Steeler, we ain't heard from you in a while. Why don't you call us and break it down for us what you think about the Pittsburgh quarterback situation? Let us know. It's a long off season. We all got to talk. Yeah, Talking Heads continues right after this.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuit, and add your favorite large side for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You try to rest, but Rovi the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. To name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce. All placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
I stand up in the powers of the Most High. Georgia, Georgia. Stand up in the powers of the Most High. Stand up straight.
Wherever I got you on the March 11th edition of Talking Heads, the Tuesday, March 11th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty along with Earl Pearl and your company right up until 6 p.m. Time to jump into the picks, Pearly.
There's two things I want to say. So encourage everybody to get out tonight and Team Bahamas, Junkanoo Boys playing at 8 o'clock tonight and beat soccer.
Correct.
Kicks off the CONCACAF. Beach soccer tournament, qualifications for the World Cup. So if we finish in the top two, we go to the World Cup in, I think in France or somewhere else, probably across the world. But so, come out, let's get out tonight, meet me there tonight, let's watch some good beach soccer. And 1 week before MLB baseball starts. Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago Cubs, Tokyo, Japan.
Let's get this call in real quick. Talking head.
Hey, Naughty. What's happening, Pearly?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, my brother.
Yeah, a Pittsburgh fan, yeah. I think Rogers has always been a fan of Pittsburgh. Not a fan of Pittsburgh, but a fan of Mike Tomlin. And I think, honestly and truly, Mike has what it takes to really get Rogers to where he needs to be. I mean, even though Rogers' age comes into play, he still has experience. But I really think.
But what Aaron Rodgers are you getting? Are you getting one that wants to play, you know, and end on a high note, or are you getting the last two incarnations that we've seen in New York?
I'm getting an end and playing a high note, but I don't think he his potential is really out there, you know, since he's been moving around after Green Bay.
I think you got
the elements that could support him at this stage of his career. You got a strong running game. Depends on if you sign Najee Harris back or not. But you still
no,
got
didn't. Najee took a right. 1 year contract with oh my goodness, I forgot who.
And we just picked up Matt Calf, so anybody could put the ball in his hand. I think Matt.
But you still got what was his name? Is it the backup running back that was pretty decent, Jalen Williams?
Pittsburgh problem is, even if they sign, Rodgers would be, will the offensive line protect him, and will they have a decent running game? Losing 1,000
yards. And you lost a big offensive lineman yesterday, too. He signed a lucrative contract somewhere else, and he's a former Steeler. Yes.
So that would be the only, that would be the only concern I would have. I like the pickup of DJ Metcalf. I don't think Rodgers is the thing. I would rather go with Russell Wilson. Right. I'd rather Rodgers go with Russell Wilson. And I think he'll do a better job, but we'll see if your offensive line can hold up.
Wilson was good in the start, and then Wilson showed us all Pittsburgh what Wilson is used to doing.
Well, Justin Fields won't have that opportunity. He's gone to the Jets, so I think he's got a fresh start with the Jets.
Yeah, Fields went to the Jets.
But we'll see. I mean, Rich Eisen is the final 15 today, too. You might find it interesting. He's breaking it down, all the pros and the cons and more pros, why Rodgers should be your quarterback. I mean, if the line is sound, you got the running game, you got the receivers, you got two tight ends that work, you got a defense, you're always going to have a defense. That's right up his alley to win ugly 23-17 kind of games. I mean, that plays to who he is now as a quarterback. So it might work for you, but you got to protect him, because as you can see, with no offensive line in New York, he got the daylights beat out of him.
What he went through, I know that. Yeah.
So all right, we'll see, man. It depends on your draft, which way you go in your draft as well, too. All right, let's get these picks in pretty real quick. And don't forget, the Island Game reminds you it's all about ballers in brackets. First prize, $250,000 for a perfect bracket sheet. Closest sheet to being perfect, 3,000. And they got some extra play draw winners as well, too. Three lucky winners are going to win some cash prizes. It's all about ballers and brackets. For every $20 basketball sports book bet that you make, or sports book bet that you make with the Island Game, between February 24th and March 14th, so you got till Thursday, until Friday, actually, you're going to receive a bracket sheet for the NCAA basketball season and tournament. All sheets must be sent to, and get this right now, marketing@TIGinvestments.com. Marketing@TIGinvestments.com. You have to have it in by this Saturday, all right? But once you get all your brackets in, you got a chance at 300,000, Pearly. 300K.
Sounds so good. Sounds so good.
All right, we got four big games in the NBA tonight. You got the Brooklyn Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland flavored by 16.5. Nets won a big game last night against the Lakers. I don't even want to bring that up.
They come on there high as a kite.
And they can get the brakes beat off of them. I might even take Cleveland to cover the 16, to tell you the truth tonight.
That's a distinct possibility, because the way my Lakers look last night, oh my goodness. Anyway.
You got the Pistons by 14.5 over the Wizards. Listen, take the Wizards in the 14.5. They lose games, but they cover the spread.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So either go Detroit in the money line, all right, no pressure in covering that 14.5 point spread, or take that 14.5 with the Wizards and try your hand, because they do a good job covering the spread. Indiana Pacers at home plus 2.5 against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have been playing good ball lately. I think they beat the Pacers by 2.5 on the road.
I don't know, because they got, I mean, the Greek Freak is not 100%, so he's still a game time. Him and Lillard are both game time decisions.
That's a big difference right there.
Whatever his name is, also a game time decision. I don't like that. I'm going to go with the Pacers.
If that's the case, I'm going to stay away from it altogether.
Okay.
Clippers minus 7 against the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm going to take the Clippers in the money line to win this one. The Pelicans have been playing better ball lately, but I think the Clippers have been playing some good ball lately, too. And the resurgence of Kawhi Leonard as of late, they give them an advantage. So I'm going to take the Clippers and the money line against the Pelicans on the road.
I like the Clippers, and as a matter of fact, I think I can take the Clippers and the points. I'm going to be bold today. I don't know why, but they'll take the Clippers and the points.
All right, we got about a minute left before we got to get to the break. Let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Pearly, listen, buddy, I don't want you to go around here talking about the... Listen, yeah, we have a traumatic setback right now with Cole and the likes, but don't just think that this is all about the Dodgers now. It ain't all about Dodger Blue, because we're going to pivot, we're going to find a way. Mark Sweet, we're going to find a way to mix up the
Lana play Russian to get nobody until about mid-season, you know.
Y'all seriously already inquiring to either Contra or something like that from the Marlins?
Yep.
Yeah, but even if
it's on Yankandra.
The Yankees can wear this thing for the first 2 or 3 months. We get like that.
We can't get into deeper hole, man.
No, I understand that we got to stay competitive. I understand that fully. But what I'm saying is that I'm not going to have any Jericho is the man with a key. And we sure that he's like based on all preliminary reports, Tommy John surgery, that's it for the year.
Correct.
So we have to find somebody that has the ability to fill that role, and it's not easy when start pitches.
We'll talk about it tomorrow because we got to get to the break now. But
tomorrow, buddy, because I know you're right up against the break.
Right, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll do some research tonight and see you on the radar, all right? And I'll have that for you tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, man, let's get to the break, man. Pretty good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. As usual, though, we got Rich Eisen taking us home today. Very interesting conversation, especially for you Steeler fans. Is Aaron Rodgers the next quarterback in Pittsburgh? And is he the best fit? You'll find out on the flip side of the break. Pearly, I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, my brother.
Take time, my brother. See you later.
They thought that's how it go. So I let them go, just and go. Never knew that it was a trick. Babylon was plucked into it.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn ale with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waste, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look smart and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Sean's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. Sean's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. Sean's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into Sean's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. Sean's, we put fashion at your feet.
We are going places. Travel, come see the world. We'll turn the ordinary into extraordinary. Going on a cruise, flying on a plane, to make your dreams come true. For the very best deals anywhere in the world, we're going places with you. We are going places. Travel, we're the travel experts, the Caribbean's largest travel agency.
Come into any of our offices or visit us at goingplacestravel.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lonnie, Lonnie. For all the tribe of King's Reign. Oh, we just let them know.
Of musical chairs, quarterback carousel, whatever you want to call it. It's slowing down. It's slowing down. And there's always the draft as a backstop, but not everybody's into the draft for the quarterback class this year. Not everybody's talking about it like last year's. Last year's in which Bo Nix would have been offensive rookie of the year if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels.
Actually, right?
Quarterback class in which it was so deep, a guy who had his knee essentially blown out, redone, is now in the pole position in Minnesota to take over because the guy who won 14 games for him last year signed a $33 million a year deal to go to Seattle, which traded their quarterback and Geno Smith at age 34 to the Raiders for a third round draft choice. Those positions are taken up. The Jets, drafting seventh overall, say, hey, Justin Fields, you want to be a starter in this league? You want to be named the starter? You want to show up in a spot where everybody looks at you knowing you're the starter? You own the starter's job. It's your building. You're not trying to build towards something as you were in Chicago only to have it taken away from you because they wound up getting the first overall draft choice, not through your doing. You want a spot? The Jets are like, sold. You get that spot. And the Steelers are sitting there now with Justin Fields not an option. They could run it back with Russ. Russ is sitting there saying, well, we'll run it back. I'm the one you turned to last year. I'm the one who had pole position the minute you got me, sending Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia, where he winds up being the one to take a victory formation for the Eagles in a Super Bowl win because of, in part, what happened 1 year ago today. Signing Saquon Barkley. And now Kenny Pickett is taking a chair in Cleveland.
I get.
And Russ is like, I'll run it back. I took you from 4-2 last year to 10-3. Reason why I didn't start those first six games is because for some reason I was pushing a tackling sled during the summer. And, yeah. I went from 4-2 to 10-3. Let's not really linger too much on how we finished, but I'm still here. Steelers have to be considering that. And then there are other one that they can consider, one would think, is two New York quarterbacks from last year. But one of them, and Daniel Jones, as I had mentioned, coming out of the combine, was the target of the Indianapolis Colts to provide the competition for Anthony Richardson that the team has discovered they feel the need to present to the former top five drafted quarterback in Anthony Richardson. And Daniel Jones did indeed sign with the Indianapolis Colts today. So he's off the board. The Steelers could potentially just sit around till Thursday or Wednesday afternoon when the new league year hits and everybody's got to be in cap compliance and keep an eye peeled towards Atlanta just to see if the Falcons really are going to keep Kirk Cousins at his freight as a backup quarterback to last year's seventh overall drafted quarterback and Michael Penix Jr., who got the job because Cousins turned into a pumpkin in Atlanta last year in the latter throes of his comeback from an Achilles injury season. The Cinderella that had two dynamite games against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, including a 500-yard game, clock struck midnight. And he is now a very expensive backup that the Falcons are indicating to the free football world they're willing to keep. So, that leaves sitting right now, ready to come to Pittsburgh. And I think his bags are packed, and he would hop on whatever charter he can get, wherever he is, and show up to work with a big smile on his face saying, let's get to work and trying to win a championship here before my clock strikes midnight on my career. And that's Aaron Rodgers. Now, everybody views Rodgers from the outside in. And the outside in is, here's a guy that wants things done his way. That wants things done his way because his way got him multiple MVPs. His way got the Packers to the Super Bowl that he won against Pittsburgh. And he knows best for himself. And he wants it done his way. And the way he does it also invites conversations outside of football because he talks about non-football matters when he appears on Pat McAfee's show, where he does have a large amount of real estate to talk about whatever he wants on a beacon in our sports infotainment world that we are actually talking while Pat's talking right now on ESPN. And sometimes that invites a lot of scorn towards Aaron because he talks about things that aren't football. And then, as you know, he's always about, when he's in a football building, saying we need to take out all the outside noise. And sometimes he brings the outside noise in, and that's a one would say hypocritical stance, and that's what brings some scorn upon him. But I can tell you, in that Jets building, there were a ton of his teammates who loved him and were not happy to see him go. And when Aaron Glenn said, we're going to go with a different quarterback, there's only one Aaron here and he's the coach, there were some Jets players who were not happy. And I imagine Glenn had to do some cleanup on Isle Rodgers when the Jets let him walk. And there were times last year when Rodgers looked like a 40-year-old coming back from an Achilles injury, and there were times last year when Rodgers looked like the Rodgers of old. And, you know, Davante Adams being there helped. Garrett Wilson making an Air Jordan-like catch against the Texans on a Halloween night on Amazon on a Thursday night, that helped. And if you're the Steelers, you've got to sit there and think to yourself, Rodgers showing up and throwing to DK Metcalf, and if we still keep George Pickens, which I think they will, George, and Roman Wilson, and Pat Freiermuth, and whoever we have at running back with Jaylen Warren, because Najee Harris is coming out here to run for the Chargers and Harbaugh, they got to think that this is an enticing option for them. They have to think that. Because it is. Because Rodgers at age 41 has got to be thinking about his end career scenario. And him showing up to Pittsburgh with a defense like this and a coach that he respects, and I imagine he and TJ Watt could be thick as thieves, and, you know, and Cam Hayward are people who are in his age group area that there weren't a lot of with the Jets until he imported his friends. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. As long as the Steelers and he can come to some sort of an understanding of one another, that they're comfortable with one another, and no, you're inviting a certain way of quarterbacking and a certain style of quarterbacking and a certain way of a Leopard who's not changing his spots after 41 years on this earth, and an organization that is very set in its ways, and they're not changing their ways very much either. And there's a coach who has a certain style that I don't think is changing much anyway, and if they can all sit in the same room and say, what do you think? And if I'm Rodgers, I'm trying to get in that room today, yesterday, because all the other options out there right now are for teams that are 100% in rebuilding mode. That's it. I mean, or you have somebody like J.J. McCarthy sitting there, if he really is considering the Vikings and the full triple Favre Lindy that we talked about yesterday, and if the Vikings really do want to invite Rodgers into the building and delay J.J. McCarthy's arrival, because it would. And does Rodgers want to have a kid that has already been drafted sitting right there? Could the Steelers go ahead and draft a kid anyway? It's possible they have to talk about all this stuff. But what other option do the Steelers have? They can run it back with Russ. They've already seen that movie before. They can see if Kirk Cousins pops free. I mean, my question for you is, which OG, old guy, coming off an Achilles injury, 1 year removed from it, would you rather have? You know? And that's it. Rookie or who else? Am I missing any other options? Not even Zach Wilson's an option. He showed up in Miami. Honestly, who else is sitting there? Are we missing anybody? Am I missing anybody? I'm not hearing any voices in the studio, and I'm not hearing any voices in my ears saying, you're missing this person.
Trey Lance.
Joe Milton.
Trey Lance and Joe Milton.
With T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and that defense and the rest of the offense ready to go. Okay. So, yeah, they're options, but none better than Rodgers.
None viable.
There's the buzz factor, too, which I know the Steelers apparently won't outwardly say they care about, but they play the Packers and the Bills. They play the Vikings. They play the Seahawks. Their division opponents, the Jets, the Chargers. Imagine Rodgers is the quarterback. They play the NFC North, man. He would go through his, like, of course he wants to go through this for the Steelers. Are you kidding me? You don't think Rodgers wants to take one last stroll through the NFC North?
Yeah. I didn't think about that until you just said it.
He could take back ownership of the Bears. In Chicago, going to Soldier Field, he's going to go into MetLife to take on the Jets. You don't think Rodgers wants a piece of this? You bet he does. So, what are the Steelers thinking right now? And if I'm them, I would choose the Rodgers option. And maybe draft a kid in the end of the first round or second round. If this is what you want to do.
But then, like I said earlier, you're running the risk, if you're Aaron Rodgers, that you start out the season slow. The Steelers are 2-5, and now every show is talking about you getting benched for the kid.
I hear you saying that, but if there's one coach who would be able to block that out and not care and show up to his press conference every single week and block that out and make sure that doesn't go in the building and finish above 500 and make the playoffs anyway.
Yes, but if any, then he's coaching for his job then, if they're at that point.
He's coaching. You know, I think Tomlin knows what time it is, as do the owners. And what time it is, it's the day before the new league year's popping. And they don't have a quarterback, but they got a $33 million wide receiver to throw to. I think Rodgers is the answer, and I think it's going to wind up being that way. And if it's Rodgers, if he has any influence, he is. I mean, what else is he going to do? I was, oh, wait a minute. He's got a home in Nashville. That's right. Let him go to Tennessee. First overall on the clock. Where's he going to go? The Giants as well. I mean, that's an option for him. But they're third overall on the clock. These are teams where, for a reason, the Steelers made the playoffs last year. Steelers can make the playoffs this year. Steelers play the NFC North and the Jets. Good night. Like, there's only one option in Rodgers' head right now, as far as I'm concerned. Outside of not playing. Cut.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.